Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Helen Merrill, one of the truly great jazz singers, and she's a woman I've known and admired since her first major recording in December 1954. The depth of emotion Helen conveys and her unusual sense of timing and intimate sound are an integral part of Helen, who sings straight from the heart. And I really mean that. How are you, Helen?
Oh, I'm fine, Marian. Thank you very much for having me today. I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
When I think how long I've had the show and so many times, I'm thinking we've got to get Helen over here. But you're busy. You're either in Japan or
France,
Europe.
Places, wonderful places. I think I'm going to Israel in early March. Yes, I move about.
You move about. You keep moving, and you've made a wonderful recording, and it's dedicated to Clifford Brown, who you recorded with in 1954. Why did you decide to sort of redo this album or do a new?
Well, I wanted to do something for Clifford for many, many years. And my reason is, first of all, I loved him. I loved his playing very much. And his death was such a great shock to the jazz community. It's something that we never quite believed. I did a memorial service for Clifford with Max Roach in 1991, I guess it was. 1990, I'm not sure. Anyways, the anniversary of Clifford's death. It was 35th year, I'm not sure. And at that moment, I thought, well, this is it. Now I surely know that Clifford is gone, and I have to do something for him. Prior to that, there was, and Max, too, was very, very emotional, and he, too, I think, decided at that point that Clifford was definitely not going to return, except via records.
Before we talk any more about it, I would love to hear you do one of those songs, which was on the first record in 1954, and again on the new one. And this one is
You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
Wonderful.
Okay.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon shining above. You'd be, oh, so nice, paradise.
When I first heard you, I hadn't met you or anything, and Jimmy and I were driving along and heard you sing What's New, and I'm saying, who's that? And we even pulled over to the side of the road, and then the first minute I could, I bought that record, which incidentally was called What's New, I think, wasn't it?
I think it was just called Helen Merrill.
I remember the picture, the picture on the cover. But it was an interesting shot, but it made you look so sort of tigerish and bitchy.
I remember thinking
to myself, she must be really something. And then when I finally met you in Cleveland at Mushy's place.
Oh, my goodness, it's a theatrical grill.
Theatrical grill. And here comes this sweet, young, charming young thing.
Yeah, and keeping all of it inside and the facade outside.
Well, anyway.
The masks.
Anyway, that's the longest introduction to this song.
Yes.
Let's do it. What's New?
Okay.
What's new? How is the world treating you? You haven't changed a bit, handsome as ever.
I must admit. What's new? How did that romance come through? We haven't met since then.
It's funny, I've been very influenced in tunes that I've liked a lot by some of the ones that you did. I mean, it was very influenced by Frank Sinatra's choice of songs.
Of course.
Some of the ones that you did, like you did I'm a Fool to Want You. That's
I did choose some wonderful songs, I have to admit.
Well, how did you go about choosing them?
I chose, not by composer, that's for sure. If a song suited me, and if I thought the music and the words said the same thing, I became attracted to it. The words had to speak the music, and the music had to speak the words.
Well, you had one song that I've never heard before or since that you did on the album with Gil.
I've never seen. You know.
Oh, that's a.
He yes.
I wish
he
I could
found
have played
that song.
That.
He it was a doo-wop song, if would you believe? But he saw the beauty in it, and he said, "This is an art song." And he played. I never heard the original version. He played it for me as he heard it. And
well, I never heard it any other way, and I don't, frankly, I don't want to. But I loved that one, but I loved Blame It on My Youth, too, that Oscar Levant.
Blame It on
I
My
know.
Youth.
Great lyrics. Maybe I should try and do that on piano.
Yes, I'd like to hear that. And you can blame everything on my youth, whatever I did.
You know, people always love to know these things. Like, how did you get started? You're from New York, aren't you?
Yes. Actually, I always wanted to be a singer since I was a very little girl. And like most little girls who want to be singers, I bored anybody to death who would listen to me sing.
Oh, really? Just as a teenager?
Not as a teenager. As a very young girl. As I became a teenager, I became awkward, as most teenagers do, most, not all. And I became shy, very shy, and very shy, and very shy. And I had the mystery of how to. But somehow, if you want to do music, you find a way. And I just did amateur hours, going to jazz sessions in the afternoon, cutting school, and going to, I don't recommend this, but that's what I did, and listening to jazz people and singers. And
how did you actually get to be a professional? Did your parents let you?
Absolutely not. My mother most certainly would not. And my father, he thought it was a place that would surely lead me to the house, what is that, New Orleans, you know.
Sinful stuff.
He used to sing a song. There's a cafe in town where you're known as a clown. How happy you seem to be. He couldn't talk to us. You know, he brought us up, so he couldn't talk to us about...
What's that song? Oh, God.
About such evil things as men and women. So he would have little songs trying to let me know that that's what happened to me, if I became a singer.
Well, what else can we do?
You know, Marion, there's so many wonderful composers, aren't there? And you introduced me to several of them. Yes. Willard Robeson, for example. I always knew his song, A Cottage for Sale, but I didn't know the other things that you used to play. And I used to listen and just...
Deep summer music.
Oh, do you believe that? Deep summer music.
You know, it wouldn't hurt. Maybe sometime in the future when you're looking for songs, you could do that one.
In My Heart, Deep Summer Music.
Oh, and there was one that Peggy Lee did. It's the most tragic song you ever heard.
Don't Smoke in Bed.
Yeah.
I love it.
God, I mean, it's really to jump out the window.
Yes.
That's a sad...
Don't look for me. I'll get ahead. Remember, yeah. Darling, don't look at
me. Oh, please, I'll cry.
Oh, why did she leave him? Anyone never knows.
Well, then, of course, somebody you knew as well as I did, Alec Wilder.
Oh, yes.
And
great, great character, wonderful musician.
A great character, a wonderful musician. I don't know what you say first.
Yes.
a wonderful guy, and I miss him a lot. He used to make me laugh every single day. God. Well, you used to sing Winter of My Discontent.
I love that song. You know, it has so much content, not only the melody, but the lyrics are just beautifully put together. It's a wonderful piece of poetry.
Are you going to sing it?
I think you should play it, Marion, because if I mess that up, I'll never forgive myself.
Well, I'd never forgive you either, so I won't, so I won't give you a chance.
Thank
I'll play
you.
It.
They have to buy the record.
Which record was that on?
A Shade of Difference, and that's
right.
going to be re-released eventually.
Right.
Okay. It's in my hands, and I'm sort of slow, but it'll get out there.
All right. Alec Wilder. The Winter of My Discontent.
Right.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service, Department of the Interior, Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.